Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm J. Scott Smith, and here's what's happening right now. The Pennsylvania House has approved legislation to crack down on human trafficking in the Commonwealth. KYW's Harrisburg Bureau Chief Tony Romeo has the details from the state capitol.
Victim advocates say people find it difficult to believe that human trafficking is happening everywhere, not just in big cities. Republican Brian Cutler, the State House Majority Leader, says his southern Lancaster County district is known for its rich rural history. But he says Route 30 also runs through that district.
And the Route 30 corridor is one of the areas and is a huge target for law enforcement trying to crack down on this horrible scourge on society.
Among the bills approved by the State House this past week are those that aim to increase penalties or expand the definition of crimes related to human trafficking. The crimes of human trafficking and patronizing a victim of sexual servitude would be increased to a first-degree felony by one bill that's already passed the Senate and is now headed to the governor's desk.
Other bills a part of the package still need approval from the state Senate. And there are dozens of apps designed to help new drivers avoid the temptation of distractions while behind the wheel. But KYW's Suzanne Monahan reports not all of them are created equally.
Some are marketed as safe driving apps, but that doesn't mean they're safe, says Alex Epstein, director of transportation safety at the National Safety Council.
Apps that are built to read aloud the electronic communications that people get.
Because that's still a distraction, and receiving a message increases the temptation to respond. Even without an app, most phones have the ability to block calls and texts while driving. But if using an app, Epstein recommends choosing one that will alert parents.
If the teen driver is speeding, makes abrupt turns.
He adds parents should always ask three questions before letting a child get behind the wheel.
Where are they going? Who's going to be in the car with them? And when are they coming back?
The CDC says that drivers ages 16 to 19 are three times more likely to be in a deadly crash. Meanwhile, in South Jersey, for the next 6 months, one of the ways to get to the Wildwoods will be partially closed. KYW's South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden has more.
There are lots of ways to get there. Most of us hit the Atlantic City Expressway to the Garden State Parkway. If you want to avoid the tolls, there's always the stalwart Route 47. It takes longer, but it's free. Just one problem, according to Steve Shapiro with the New Jersey Department of Transportation.
It's emergency work to repair a culvert that carries Dias Creek underneath Route 47. Pipes that are underneath the roadway have been compromised. They're cracked, and the underlying soil that those pipes are sitting on is eroding, causing sinkholes and compromising the safety of the roadway.
There are ways around the 15-minute detour by using 347 before you get to Middle Township and hopping onto either 83 or County Route 657. Seasoned shore commuters also use back roads off 55 to get to Route 9 or the Parkway.
Shapiro says getting the work done now will spare shore drivers a great deal of pain this summer. And it's not always easy making learning fun for students, but KYW's Andrew Kramer stopped by a new lab in North Philadelphia that aims to do just that.
Project Home just opened this new STEAM lab at the Honickman Learning Center here on North Judson Street. STEAM standing for Science, Technology, Engineering, Arts, and Math. Aisha Barber is the lab's facilitator. She says students from kindergarten through 12th grade get to do some pretty unique activities.
They create their own animations. They can code their own video games. They create their own coding programs. We have a lot of students that are building structures. They're building bridges.
And it's 100% up to the students what projects they want to be a part of.
Student finds the things that are interesting to them and thus are responsible for driving their own learning.
As we were walking around, we noticed 10-year-old Collie Williams with a Lego car that drives around.
So, like, I programmed the robot from this tablet by moving different program blocks here into the tablet.
That's incredible, and you learn how to do all that here in this lab?
Mm-hmm.
Other projects involve coding, 3D printing, and programming robots, just to name a few. And the Super Bowl is 1 week from today, but that isn't the only big game happening. Animal Planet's Puppy Bowl is next Sunday, and KYW's John McDevitt tells us about a watch party that will be held at a South Philadelphia bar with a special VIP in attendance.
Puppy Bowl 16 spoofs the Super Bowl with shelter dogs as the players. Cats and Anita Permanent Homes perform the halftime show. One of the dogs is Coach, a 7-month-old hound mix from the Moores Animal Refuge in Center City. Well, Coach will be at Devil's Den at 11th and Ellsworth in South Philadelphia for the Puppy Bowl watch party and fundraiser for the animal shelter. Erin Wallace is the co-owner of Devil's Den.
We host it right before the Super Bowl. We're running it from 3 to 6 p.m., and it benefits the Moores Animal Refuge. For $10, you get to play with some puppies from Moores Animal and have your picture taken with them. And we will also be serving food and beer and some cocktails to go with the event.
The Puppy Bowl is not just an adorable parody for puppies and kittens, it's also highlighting pet adoption. And that's the All Local. I'm J. Scott Smith. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play KYW News Radio.